One of the most painful, dramatic, and controversial stories in the entire Torah takes place in this week's Parsha in Perek Lamed Aleph, as we read about Dina, daughter of Yaakov, going out, where she's then seen, kidnapped, raped by Shechem, the son of Hamor. Afterwards, he truly is infatuated with her. He asks his father to speak with Yaakov about perhaps allowing him to marry Dina. Hamor actually suggests not only a marriage of these two children, but more of a merger between the two nations or clans. Yaakov's family settle with them, that if their children all marry, that they merge their commerce. Yaakov, having brought his sons to the negotiation, lets his sons take the lead in the negotiation, a curiosity which we will not have time to delve into. But the children agree to the proposal with one stipulation, that all of the men from Shechem and Hamor and their city and their clan agree to circumcise themselves as part of some form of a conversion. The people of Shechem actually agree to the proposal on a wide scale. And then, shockingly, on the third day after their circumcision, when they're in extra special pain, the Torah tells us that two of Dinah's brothers, two of Yaakov's sons, Shimon and Levi, enter the city, kill all of the males, and rescue Dinah. If that's not enough, the story and the chapter end with Yaakov confronting his children, and he is furious at Shimon and Levi. Achartem osi lahavisheni b'yoshev ha'aretz b'knani u'b'prizi. First of all, he said, you have tainted or embarrassed me, making me odious, disrespected among the inhabitants of the land. Moreover, he says, ani masei mispar v'nasfu alai v'hikuni v'nishmarati ani u'b'si. Plus, who do you think we are? We're just a small family living in this dangerous neighborhood, so to speak. When people hear what we've done, you've put us all in danger. However, as strong as that is, can you imagine getting that level of a critique from your father, and especially when your father is Yaakov Avinu? However, fascinatingly, and powerfully, and emotionally, the Torah actually gives the last words to the brothers, to Shimon and Levi. Yomru, they reply to Yaakov, so to speak, staring him in the eye, Hachazoni yaseh zachosenu. Should we have allowed our sister to have been treated like a harlot? And incredibly, as I say, the Torah gives the last words to the children, to the brothers. There is no recounting of Yaakov's response. And then the next chapter, Perek Lamed Hei, begins with a new and completely different and unrelated story. This dramatic story, this incredible narrative, needs to be understood on many, many levels. However, to focus on just one, there is a lengthy piece by the Ramban, in which he goes into great detail to discuss perhaps both a literary but even perhaps a halachic or moral question of the story. How do we understand the behavior of the brothers? Why was Yaakov upset? If he was at the negotiation with his sons, so presumably he knew about the plan, or did he? Who was really right, Yaakov or his sons? Did the whole city deserve to be killed? These are the fundamental questions that need to be asked and understood in this story. And the Ramban relates to all of them. And he explains that, in fact, really what was happening was as follows. The initial plan Yaakov was on board with. According to the Ramban, the initial plan with Yaakov's consent was to offer marriage and merger on condition of the Bris Milah conversion, as we read about in the Torah text. However, the Ramban adds that all of them, father and sons, assumed that Shechem and Hamor and their clan would never agree. Who would agree in the ancient world to circumcise, to convert, to be joining with Yaakov and his family? They'll never agree. And even as a backup, the brothers and Yaakov agreed, well, if they do shock us, they surprise us and go ahead with the circumcision, then on the third day they'll be weak and we can go in and rescue Dina. Initially, the Ramban says nothing about killing. However, he then says, well, perhaps they had agreed that they would kill Shechem, the rapist, the kidnapper, and then they would take Dina. However, it was the brothers on their own who decided to kill everyone, and that's why Yaakov was upset. But of course, this begs the question, why did the brothers do it? So Ramban brings two approaches. First, that of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that one of the seven Noahide laws, which presumably Shechem and Hamor and his people were obligated in, one of the seven Noahide laws is dinim, which the Rambam understands means that you have to judge yourself or your own civilization, your city, on the other six. One of the six was certainly kidnapping, rape, and Shechem was clearly guilty of that. And all of the people were not so innocent. They were all guilty because they never punished, they didn't judge, they didn't punish Shechem. They never enforced the law. They didn't enforce it. So he was in violation of one, but they were in violation of one of the other of the seven Noahide laws. That's the Rambam's view. The Ramban himself rejects this view because in his opinion, Dinim, that one of the seven Noahide laws, is not about judging the other six primarily, but rather it's an independent obligation to create a civil and monetary legal system. A subsidiary of that, says Ramban, is to set up a judicial system to enforce that civil and monetary law. But, says Ramban, not having a judicial system, not enforcing that law, wouldn't be a capital offense. Since, says the Ramban, you're only killed if you actively violate one of the Noahide laws, but not if you passively don't fulfill the law. And therefore, even though it's true that they didn't judge Shechem, but that did not make them deserving of death. However, says Ramban, listen, of course these were not good people from a religious perspective. They were guilty of idolatry and sexual morality on their own. But he says, crucially, that's not Shimon and Levi's business. It wasn't their responsibility. So why, according to Ramban, he gives his own second view. Why did the brothers do it? Simply out of revenge and anger. And now we understand why Yaakov was upset with them, both for the practical reasons, but also because he says, you gave your word and you backed out of your word and you killed them. And that was wrong for you to do because they did nothing to you. So we have an incredible debate between Rambam and Ramban. First of all, what's the definition of Dinim, one of the Noahide laws? And perhaps most fundamentally, who was right? The Rambam clearly is sympathetic to the brothers, while the Ramban is much more sympathetic to Yaakov, the father.